So it is Woman Crush Wednesday, and that means we focus on women in our communities doing something for so many others. This morning, I'm joined by Jenny Wells, one of the EXCO members of the Friends Day Centre. Welcome to KFM.
Thank you, Tracy, and thank you for having me on your show.
Let's speak a little bit about the Friends Day Centre. What exactly is it that happens there, and what do you do?
Well, Friends Day Centre, I think for me, importantly, I wear two hats. I'm the honorary treasurer on the committee, but I also am a parent of a child at the centre. It is where your child is accepted for their abilities rather than their disabilities. And one must understand, the children there have multiple, quite often, disabilities. So it is lovely that your child is treated as unique and they're seen for all their potential of what they can do.
How is this done? What do they do exactly?
So they have a very strong focus on therapy. There's a therapy department that includes physiotherapist, an occupational therapist, as well as speech therapist. They're also supported by implementers, from your social worker to the psychologist to an alternative communicator. And through this therapy team, they develop a program for each child, which guide the educarers in terms of what to do with each child, with the primary goal to unlock the potential in that child.
That must be quite a bit of work, because you're also an NPO.
Correct, yes. Funding is a continual focus for us. In terms of running costs, it's approximately $4,500 per child per month. There is fees paid by each of the learners, combined with grants from the Department of Health and Social Development. However, this only covers 60% of the costs. We have a few regular donors, which we are very thankful for. However, there is always an ongoing battle for us to be able to meet the balance of the funds. So continually having to focus on fundraising so that we can unlock it.
I can only imagine. Now, I'm sure there are quite a few success stories, but share one that kind of really touches your heart in terms of the programs that's been come up with.
Yes, the one real special story that really has pulled at my heartstrings as a mom is a particular boy, and let's call him Kazi. So Kazi is like many of the learners at Friends Day Centre. He's nonverbal, and alternative communicator actually discovered that Kazi can understand a lot through the use of a tablet. And with the tablet, he had a full conversation with our centre manager, Mr. Opperman. And the best was, for me, when he got home, he could press the icon. And at age 6 years old, he told his mother that he loved her for the first time.
Oh, yes. Wow, that is huge. And yes, that's just because of the unfailing work and so much commitment from everyone at the Friends Day Centre.
Correct. And I think it's just all about looking at each child as an individual and unlocking that potential in them, whatever it may be.
There we go. Beautifully said. Jenny Wells, EXCO member at the Friends Day Centre. Thank you very much for coming to share the story of the Friends Day Centre.
Thanks, Tracy.